Belfast, Northern Ireland. The BBC has sent an official email to all its radio phone-in DJs today, warning them to scan calls, texts and emails for possible jokes about infamous paedophile and unused favourite Jimmy Savile. The warning comes after Good Morning Ulster, a BBC Radio Ulster show, was caught out by one such prank, as all of the accusations aimed at Savile have been based on posthumous accusations with no evidence. The show invited listeners to debate the rights and wrongs of shouting a man's name when he's incapable of defending himself. Several callers noted Savile's charity work, while others admitted to having mixed feelings about their once warm memories of Jim will Fix It, Savile's iconic BBC One show, in which young viewers wrote in expressing their dreams of meeting a famous footballer or driving a combine harvester, for example, and Savile helped make them come true. It was a discussion of this show which was to bring such disgrace to Good Morning Ulster. Listeners gasped and or fainted as they heard DJ Niamh McNamara say,
a few of your texts coming in here this morning. An alternative view on the Jimmy Savile story. This texter says, I wish everyone would stop criticising Jimmy Savile. He was a nice man. When I was eight, he fixed it for me to milk a cow blindfolded.
That's a strange one.
Mm. And actually, on the point of texts and tweets, unfortunately, earlier in the programme, I was the victim of a prank text about Jimmy Savile, which I mistakenly read out rather naively. I'm very sorry if I've caused any offence, but apologies, it was a genuine mistake.
A BBC source, while admitting the text was, oh my god, so fucking funny, told us that chiefs were furious. BBC Ulster has literally dozens of listeners, and when they're not going on and on and on about being Catholic or Protestant, they can actually be quite po-faced. The BBC is terrified that the people will mobilise and protest about the text. You know what they're like over here. They'd have a march every Sunday if they could. The email is said to issue guidelines asking employees to treat the following words or variants thereof with caution. Savile Row. P. Doe. Doe. File, filing cabinet, nail file, jingle jangle, now then, fix it for me, shabody body. The scandal has brought a seemingly endless trail of negative consequences for the BBC, with ex-director and new New York Times editor Mark Thompson also facing questions over the corporation's apparent turning of a blind eye to persistent unseemly rumours about Savile. And the buck doesn't stop there. British police now claim that one in every three people in the UK is implicated, and the ratio is even higher among those who can identify the difference between Slandau Valley and Duran Duran. Good evening.